Good evening. I am Trapdoor Crabsworth, and we here at Death Pixie like to have ourselves some laughs, we like to have ourselves some tears, but today we are coming to you with a very serious issue. I'm going to turn it over now to our chief correspondent, head of Death Pixie, and overall really nice person that I can't continue to read this, Miri Witch.
Hey. All right. Now, we're both Canadian, right?
Yes.
So we tend to very purposefully, especially when we talk on air, to bring up Canadian politics because, yes, you know, we're around a lot of Canadians who seem to think that U.S. politics affects us. And while it does, it doesn't do much.
No. Generally, we try to stay away from politics. I will say that much. When we're on air, when we're on air, when we're off air, we talk about it all the time. However, when there gets to be an issue of utmost political importance, we need to speak on it. And we will always attempt to speak on things that have a major, long-lasting impact on people's lives.
Exactly. So I think it is fair to say that there is an influence U.S. politics has on the world.
Yes.
And there's an influence U.S. politics has on Canada in particular.
Absolutely there is.
Because they are our wayward sibling. So, now, DeSantis.
Yes.
In the States. We don't like him, but a lot of people don't like him. That's not news. But what is news is a bill he signed, and I'm very mad about this. It strikes at the foundation of something that we were working on. So, we have been working on things with the character Regina Dentata. And in particular, we kind of did a soft launch at the last election for her to run for political office. And one of the tenets, one of the pillars of that platform was squatter's law.
Yes, it was.
DeSantis has signed a bill in Florida to get rid of squatter's law. Now, you might be thinking, how does this affect us? How does this affect Canada? Well, we just told you, this is influencing the politicians in this country, and it is attacking our platform of squatter's law.
Now, more importantly, Miri, what is the importance of squatter's law in Canada for those who don't know what it is?
So Canada typically wants to be very helpful, not passive, helpful. We want to be very helpful. Our military, for example, does a lot of United Nations work, for instance, as well as, you know, helping out other countries, blah, 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 blah. We won't get into it. But overall, we want to be helpful. Now, you might be thinking, Miri, how would a helpful country take over the world? Now, let me tell you how a helpful country takes over the world. It slowly, slowly seeps in to all of the properties of that country and enacts squatter's law. And that is how that kind of a country takes over the world, is through squatter's law. And by this bill coming in, we have lost one of our major places to enact squatter's law. How are we supposed to take over Orlando? I ask you, that is a linchpin in Canada taking over the world. Think about it. Universal Studios, Disneyland, the person who holds the keys to the media of the world owns the world. Now our plan is for naught.
Is it for naught, though? Typically, when it comes to Disneyland or Universal Studios, there's also a California chapter to which we can attack. What are the long-term ramifications of this landmark bill, state to state in the United States, that you can see anyway?
Essentially, we will not be able to take over the United States of America. What are we going to do? And then what if Mexico follows suit? The UK is already talking about getting rid of their squatter's laws. Now, all of a sudden, there's a shorter timeline for when you can do things. And we have not gotten in power in this country. How are we supposed to enact our plan when just us trying to get on a platform where we can debate with the political leaders of this country has not happened yet? We have a 50-year plan here, Crabsworth, and it's crumbling before us before we can even get started. And this isn't fair.
You're absolutely correct. It isn't fair at all. What do you think can be done to repeal this squatter's law banning?
So, First of all,
does it involve a Romeo and Juliet moment where someone poisons Ron DeSantis and then, of course, his wife dies of grief?
No. We are going to go with necromancy.
Okay.
Now, hear me out. There are two dead Canadian politicians who have the ability to combine their unique charisma and talent, uniqueness, nerve. They have the ability to combine all of that together and create a zombie force. So I am saying that we raise Jack Layton and Pierre Elliott Trudeau. And then they go and fight and kill everyone against us. And then we will have our zombie horde and army. I wanted to do this peacefully. I genuinely wanted to do this peacefully, but my hand has been forced, and now it is time for the zombie army horde.
You okayed like four pieces of educational material about this. I really don't understand why it didn't get to where it needed to go. It completely makes sense why you want to go plan zombie.
Exactly. And
it's the nuclear option. We have no other choice.
We don't. And I bet you're wondering, Miri, what are you going to do when you run out of zombies? What's going to happen? Because, you know, they keep rotting. They fall apart. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. The zombies are in place while we get together our long-term army. And our long-term army is Canadian geese riding moose.
Oh, I like that plan. That way we've got the Air Force.
Exactly. We have cavalry, we have Air Force, we have attitude, and we have national symbol, bitches. And we will train the beavers to dam in our enemies and smite them.
Now, keep in mind, I just want to go back to this Air Force for a second here. You know that Waterloo, Ontario, which is about 90 minutes away to 2 hours away for either of us to get to, is the Canada geese capital of Canada.
Yes, and that is where we will build our base and our training headquarters.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But yes, this is our hand here at Death Pixie has been forced.
Yeah.
We have to radically rethink our plans for release schedules and creative pursuits this year, because now we have to revamp our political platform to get ready for the next federal election.
Absolutely.
Because
There is no other time than to have Regina Dentata come in as prime minister, not premier this time. We're not focused on one single province, but for the good of the country, Regina Dentata.
Exactly. That's what we need. And also, we are in a Canadian system. We don't have a 4-year limit.
No.
We can keep the train going. And like I said, key points of that is zombie horde.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I wanted our literacy task force. I really did. But we have to pivot and put our resources into the zombie horde.
I will be making changes to the educational documentation just after we get off of this.
Which is great. I also want to put in a plus here. With zombie horde, that lessens the strain on our healthcare system. So, you know, I on two fronts, three fronts now, zombie horde is the answer.
Absolutely.
Anyway, yeah, so, you know, I know Jerry. Jerry is our number one fan and supporter, but unfortunately, Jerry is in Kazakhstan and cannot vote for us. But we love your support, Jerry.
We absolutely do. If you can come to Canada and somehow get in through the immigration system, which I'm not sure what you're dealing with for money, but I hear it's very fiscally motivated here. If you can get in through that system, Jerry, and vote for us, it would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
To any of our Canadian fans out there, all three of you, please, please keep a lookout for our updated Death Pixie PSAs as we continue to launch the platform of Regina Dentata, Canada's only hope.
Exactly. All right. And I'm sure next time you hear from us, we'll have something, you know, fun and happy to talk about. But for now, no! Zombie horde!
Zombie horde.
All right. Good night, everybody!
Night, everybody!